In studio with us this morning, Betty and James Taylor with the Hutchinson Horticulture Club, as their annual plant sale is going on this weekend. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Nick.
And good morning, James.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's start out by just saying the plant sale. We talked here a little bit ago about the gathering for gardeners. Well, that's free. Yes. This is how you pay for it.
Yes. This is our fundraising event for the year. So...
Okay. So plant sale wise, what do you guys typically do to get ready for that? I know for you guys, this is a weeks long, if not months long process.
Yes and no. Many club members donate plants to our plant sale, and we do some also. But they maybe grow extra annuals, or they divide some of their perennials. We have a wide range of plants available for shade, for sun. I forget all the categories, but we try to have things organized in different areas so that if they know they need a sun plant or a wildflower plant, they have a table to go to. Last year, we had over 125 species represented in our plant sale, so it's a club project.
All right, how far along in the growing process are they to be able to be transplanted into somebody's landscape, so
well,
to speak?
Well, they are in pots, and our regulations for our club members is they have to be well settled into that pot, meaning they can't go out and dig it up the night before and put it in the plant sale. It has to be nicely established so that we know our customers are getting good plant material for their yards.
Well, and that's the biggest thing, is that you can get good plant material in a lot of different places, but it's hard to get good plant material that has been in this particular climate for a while. I mean, it's been in Hutchinson. You're dividing plants that people have had here.
Yes, that's true. Although our greenhouses do a good job, we don't want to.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want to say that they don't either. That's not my point. But my point is
they do grow here, and they have been growing here.
And that's always good, because for the one who the green thumb skipped my generation, my grandfather literally worked for the city of Ottumwa, Iowa, landscaping, planting flowers, that kind of thing. That was his job. My dad was really good at it. Yeah, that I don't know what happened, but that went right on by me.
You just weren't in the right spot at the right time.
I guess so. But for those that are interested in getting something specific, I guess we've talked about pollinators a lot. Are there going to be any examples of that at the plant sale?
James?
Or are you guys?
Well, every year we depend. We don't know what's going to be in the sale.
Oh, I suppose that's true, because you've got people bringing in.
Yeah, it depends what people bring in. But I'm sure that we will have a number of plants. When you're talking about wildflowers, those typically are the very best ones for pollinators, because those are the ones that are adapted.
Right, and that's such a big thing, because our thermometer has decided that it's going to go up and down and up and down, and that's where you have to have these plants that kind of are used to the climate here, James, right?
Yes, very definitely.
And so that's going to be part of it. Being as warm as it has been, as early as it is one thing, but there's also just the moisture issue. We're hoping we get the rain that they've forecast tonight, but for those that have gotten these things established in their pots, you know that those have been watered, and those are nice and strong and ready to go.
Yes. Hopefully so.
All right. So talk a little bit about just what the club does to come together on this. I mean, you said there's 125 varieties. Golly, there's got to be dozens of people.
Well, those are species, not varieties.
Okay,
if it was the same species but a different color or a different variety, that didn't get counted twice.
Oh, okay.
Or three times. It's just different types of plants.
Okay, so 125 different species.
And it varies from year to year.
Got
so
it.
I have no idea. We usually have in the vegetable category some peppers, some tomatoes. Last year we had some melons started in containers for people. Just like you said, don't know what's coming until it shows up.
All right, but what's great about that is that then people need to come. Because they don't know what's coming either, and so how much money do you guys typically try to raise from this? so that you can bring people in?
That's a good question. On the Gathering for Gardeners, we usually spend $1,500 to $2,000.
Okay, so hopefully you can get enough from the sale to at least get close enough that that it doesn't stress you too much to bring people in.
Well, and we also use our funds for some other things too, because we do the flower bed at the entrance to Cary Park on Main Street. We grow plants for that, and club members plant the plants and water the plants during the summer to beautify the community. So there's a little expense there, and we also support some other horticultural things in the community from time to time.
Again, we're taking a quick break, but we are talking to the folks from the Hutchinson Horticulture Club. Their plant sale is coming up on the 20th from 8 to 2 at the Dillon Nature Center at 3002 East 30th. And so for the Horticulture Club, again, this is the come together plant sale. And so the 20th, then if this is Monday, that's then on Saturday.
Right.
So it's a Saturday 8 to 2. And you want folks to, the earlier you get there, the more selection there is, I suppose.
Well, that's true. The early bird gets the worm, so to speak. But we do make them stand in line until 8 o'clock. So we do it in the science lab building, or in the main building in the science lab room.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sure.
And
so that's where you can go and get the plants for the local area. And James, is it still a decent time of year to buy those, for want of a better way of putting it, food plants, the peppers and the tomatoes and so on, and get them planted and have them be a part of this season?
It's actually a little early for peppers in particular. It's really is too early to be planting those. And even tomatoes, another week or so would be best.
Okay, so it's a good time to buy them so
right.
that then you can put them in the ground here in a week or two once everything gets where it needs to be. Now, it's gotten warm early, like we talked about earlier, but you want to make sure that it's not going to get cold, too,
right.
which is what we're looking at here in a few days, just to make sure that there's no frost issues and things like
right.
that. Okay. All right. And the Horticulture Club, you guys have a great program coming up here as well.
Yes. Tomorrow evening, we have our monthly meeting. We meet on the third Tuesday of the month at 7 in the evening. Our program is on the basics of growing lovely roses, and we have Don Sutterman coming from Newton. He's a rosarian and has been growing roses for many, many years. He's president of the Wichita Rose Society, so he should tell us everything we might need to know. And he also likes to comment on roses that don't take a lot of care.
Okay, so that at least that gives somebody an idea of something they can start and say, I'm gonna go ahead and enjoy the beauty of this, and maybe not have quite as much sweat into it once it gets established.
Maybe.
That depends on kind of what the weather is, I suppose.
And what kind of roses they buy.
Exactly. So. Okay. And then you have the meetings each month, and check with you guys to see exactly where they're going to be. A lot of them are at the Dillon Nature Center, but not everyone.
No, in the summertime, we like to be out and about for the most part. But we do have our schedule that we have printed up, and we'll pass that out at the plant sale. And the public's invited to come to any of our programs.
And again, speaking of the early bird getting the worm, May's topic for the Hutchinson Horticulture Club is composting and vermiculture. And James is
yes.
the expert on that.
Yes.
So you can talk about the ways to get that ecosystem going, to make the soil a little more alive.
Yeah, I've got a nice worm farm in my basement.
Okay. All right. So just get in. So I guess that's the other thing, is that each month you guys have different topics related to horticulture so that people can learn a little bit more as the year goes along. The Gathering for Gardeners is a great event and happens once a year, but if somebody wants to do their continuing education on what's going on outside, they can do that every month.
They certainly can.
All right. Again, the Hutchinson Horticulture Club has their plant sale. Now, I don't want to confuse people, because we're going to have you back, Betty, next week. So, because the lesser known Lovely's plant sale for the Dillon Nature Center is later in the month.
Yes, it's the following Saturday, and those are all annual flowers.
Okay. So this is annuals, perennials, food
vegetables,
plants, vegetables,
anything, water plants.
Runs the gamut. And then the others are annuals, and we will talk more about that specifically. I'm sure you'll have John Gallagher come join us, and we'll talk. Oh, he's not going to?
No, no.
No, it's just going to be you and me then.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
We'll see how it
goes.
We'll
see, but he couldn't make it.
So. Okay, so next week we'll talk about that sale because that's coming up on the 27th. But what we want folks to know is, regardless of what type of gardening you want to do, there's going to be something for everybody at Saturday's plant sale.
I hope so.
All right. From 8 to 2, again, that is out at the Dillon Nature Center in the main building in the science room at 3002 East 30th. And the doors open at 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to get a plant and or several plants and do something new with your yard here in 2024. James and Betty, thank you so much for your time. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick, for having us.